It's Monday, May 1st, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the last 2 weeks, Muslims in the North Kivu province of Congo, Africa, have killed 80 people and abducted hundreds. The guilty party? A terrorist group known as the Allied Democratic Forces, reports International Christian Concern. For decades, the Islamic State Allied group has killed, maimed, abducted, and displaced millions of people in Congo. According to Open Doors, Congo is the 37th most dangerous country in the world for Christians. Last Thursday, the House passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling while also putting a tight cap on future spending increases, reports CNSNews.com. Listen to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The House Republicans just passed the only bill in Washington that lifts the debt limit, ends wasteful Washington spending, and puts America back on the right economic path. We're going to limit the growth in the future. We're going to save by pulling back this unspent COVID money. We're going to grow this economy by making us energy independent again and getting more people back to work. The president can no longer ignore by not negotiating.
Leroy Carhart, one of the few abortionists in America willing to conduct abortions once an unborn child can survive outside of the womb, has died at the age of 81, reports the Christian Post. On average, by his own admission, he killed 2,000 babies per year. Carhart, who once called the unborn child a, quote, parasite, end quote, operated abortion mills in Maryland and Nebraska, both of which advertise abortion